really pleased to see that the Australian government is moving forward with the marine parks. They've been a long time coming. They were started by the Howard government in the late 1990s, and they've been a work in progress for every federal government since then. But unfortunately, we think that in seeking balance, which of course is the aim here, balance and a good outcome for industry and conservation and tourism, the Turnbull government has missed the mark in many respects. The seafloor is important, but of course, as everybody knows, marine life lives in the water. Very little of it actually lives on the seafloor. And in places like, to use the local example for you, for the Coral Sea, there is very little, if anything, that actually is a risk to the seafloor out there in terms of industrial activity. The oil and gas industry decided a long time ago that they wouldn't operate out there because the prospectivity is limited, and they understand how important the Coral Sea is to the Australian public and to the world. It has a number of very important reefs, some very unique reefs, unlike the ones in the Great Barrier Reef. And the Coral Sea is also a buffer to the Great Barrier Reef from things like cyclones and climate change and other things. So in protecting the seafloor, whilst it's an important part of the picture, it at best is partial protection, and it misses the true point here, which is the giants of the sea, the whales, the turtles, the sharks, the whale sharks, the things that the tourism industry rely upon as their key asset are only protected if the water column itself is protected. Protecting the seafloor, unfortunately, really misses the mark.
The government also indicated that it's proposing to protect 36% of waters right around Australia, New South Wales, Queensland, Western Australia, South Australia and the Northern Territory will all be protected. And they say that that is well above the 10% benchmark that's been set by the United Nations. What would you specifically like to see? Is it about numbers?
We don't think it's about numbers. Of course, everybody knows it's really easy to spin numbers in any direction. The key thing to know is that Australia does have an important marine parks network. We've got 60 federal offshore deep water marine parks, and everyone matters in terms of what it seeks to protect. What the Turnbull government has done or is proposing to do here, these proposals are still draft, is to wind back by 40 to 50% the protective zoning within these parks, particularly in the Coral Sea Marine Park. And the Coral Sea Marine Park is iconic globally. The tourism industry in Cairns in particular depends on it. And some of the most important reefs, such as Osprey Reef, Marion Reef and so on, have had their protection stripped. And now is not the time to be kicking the tourism industry in the guts in this country. And unfortunately, that is what is proposed here. The fishing industry also have a very important role to play out there, as does recreational fishing. The Coral Sea, again, to use the example, is on the bucket list internationally for game fishing, and that's a fantastic tourism opportunity. There's tuna fishing out there, but they have access to much of the park already. And the key areas that they need can be accommodated easily whilst not stripping back high-level protection within the park. The Coral Sea is big enough as a marine park to provide a true win-win-win. And unfortunately, the Turnbull government seems to be blind to that opportunity here.
You are hearing from Michelle Grady, who's the director of the Pew Charitable Trust for Oceans. Michelle Grady, we have spoken on the Country Hour before to longline fishers, aquarium fish collectors, also beach demur fishers, all of whom stood to have their livelihoods dramatically impacted by the original manifestation of this plan. The fact that they've been able to operate for as long as they have and still have pristine waters with values that are worthy of protection that would be outlined in the marine parks is evidence of their stewardship, I suppose, of the Coral Sea fishery. Isn't it fair that they should be allowed to continue to have an economic livelihood?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, this is, I think, the proof of the pudding in the Coral Sea is that we have this incredible part of the ocean. It's Australia's. We're all very proud of it. It accommodates a lot of very important activities. Having adequate areas in green zones, as we've seen in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park now for over 20 years, sets up the ecosystem for a very healthy future, particularly in the face of things that none of us here can fix by ourselves, which is climate change. We've seen, unfortunately, what's happened to the reefs in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. Many of them have been decimated by coral bleaching. We don't have to see that happen in the Coral Sea. If we set aside enough areas in green zones in a balanced way, then we keep the ecosystem healthy and resilient to any change that comes its way. We know that, given that the Coral Sea has over 40 reefs, like I said, many of them are unique and very different to the ones in the Great Barrier Reef, we don't think it's a balanced result if only 7 of those reefs are protected. And that is what the Turnbull government is proposing here. That's not good for tourism, and it's actually not good for fishing either, because they depend on a healthy environment. And the science is very clear on this. You need to have marine parks with enough green zones as the engine room to ensure that those conservation and economic and tourism outcomes are actually realised.